This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the politics is getting serious. There are new polling results involving the affiliation of Americans. How many affiliate as Republican, as Democrat, or as Independent? And there is a new Gallup poll that answers that, that also indicates that there is a tilt toward the Republican Party and the Republican brand. Now, why is that the case? Because a bunch of the voters who describe themselves as independent, more of the people who describe themselves as independent say that they lean Republican than those who lean Democratic. And in terms of the different basically ideological labels, are you conservative, are you liberal, or are you moderate? There is one clear loser. We will get to those identifications and those poll results coming up. First of all, Mike Johnson. Now, Mike Johnson, it's you kind of say, now, who's Mike Johnson? Who is that guy? Who is it? Because it's one of those very common names out there. I mean, I should be sympathetic to anyone who's named Michael, but Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. He is next in line to the presidency. You think about it, it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and then Mike Johnson. But I'm beginning to admire him a little bit more as every day goes by, because the guy looks like he has some guts and some real courage and commitment. And that's a good thing to see. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he was going to be sticking, with a budget deal that he struck with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. That was over the weekend, last weekend, setting top-line fiscal 2024 spending levels at $1.66 trillion, siding with a faction of the GOP conference that favors more robust military spending, which we obviously need, over a hardline group pushing for deeper cuts. This is what Mike Johnson had to say this morning about where he stands and trying to keep that deal with the Democrats and Chuck Schumer. This is clip two.
After weeks of hard-fought negotiations, we achieved a strong top-line agreement that allows our Appropriations Committee and all those who work on this to complete the appropriations process. It's an important part of keeping the government running. The top-line agreement includes hard-won concessions to cut more billions, as you know, from the IRS giveaway and the COVID-era slush funds. It replaces accounting gimmicks from the prior FRA agreement, and it brings Congress much closer to regular order, which is our big commitment here. In keeping with my commitment to bring members into the legislative process, I've spoken and received feedback this week from many members all across the Republican Conference. That's a very important part of this. When I became Speaker, I committed to decentralizing the Speaker's office and making this a member-driven process. That's been part of this. Our top-line agreement remains. We are getting our next steps together, and we are working toward a robust appropriations process. So stay tuned for all of that to develop.
Okay, with all of that happening, the difficulty is, at the moment, he has a two-vote majority in the House, and it's down from the five votes it was during the Kevin McCarthy era, which is not that long ago. But two-vote majority, and there are actually a couple of dozen members of the House Republican Caucus who are not in support of Mike Johnson and not in support of this deal and are trying to push for a government shutdown, which is coming up January 19th. I mean, we're talking about, that's a week from today. And the impact on the Republican Party, the impact on the national economy, the blame game that would go on if we go into another partial government shutdown, and this in the, while we are trying to deal with Houthis who are going after our naval resources and shipping for the whole world, and we are already dealing with war of a major scale, on a major scale, in Gaza and in Ukraine and more, the idea that we need to have a fight over a government shutdown right now is just a little bit strange. One of the ways that they report this in the Wall Street Journal, that just new bulletin, the decision comes at a critical juncture as Johnson has faced criticism from the small but outspoken bloc of GOP conservatives over the deal. Any changes by Johnson would have risked derailing efforts with Democrats to keep the government funded past the coming deadlines of January 19th for some parts of the government and February 2nd for the entire government. Following the final vote of the week, Johnson addressed reporters. He said he had spoken with many GOP lawmakers and that our top-line agreement remains. We're getting our next steps together and we're working toward a robust appropriations process. And yes, they're working to try to keep the lights on so that they stay on past next Friday. His comments increased the chances that the House Speaker would put on the floor another stopgap measure to avoid a partial government shutdown, but it also opens the possibility of ripple effects within the House Republican Conference, where some of the same lawmakers who pushed out Kevin McCarthy over the spending bills he put on the floor are now suggesting that Johnson himself could be on thin ice. Johnson has spent the past 2 days meeting with anti-spending conservatives and pro-military Republican hawks behind closed doors, essentially forcing the group supporting deeper cuts to confront the reality of broad support within the Republican conference for more military spending. Thank you. Meanwhile, the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, that's the Democratic leader of the House, when asked if he's spoken to Speaker Mike Johnson about a continuing resolution just to keep the government operating, and whether he, the Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, is worried about policy riders. This is Hakeem Jeffries.
We had an agreed upon top line number connected to the Bipartisan Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1659, and nothing short of that was acceptable, because that top line spending number is what is necessary for Congress to meet the needs of the American people in terms of their health, their safety, and their economic security.
Are you concerned about them using certain policy riders that may lose some Democrat support?
House Democrats have made clear, in partnership with Senate Democrats and President Biden himself, that we will not accept extreme right-wing policy changes as the ransom note in order to avoid a government shutdown.
Okay, there are members of the Republican majority in the House who are commenting on this entire process and saying this place is a joke. So where do they go from here? Look, there seems to be every evidence that Mike Johnson is, as I said before, showing some intestinal fortitude. They used to talk about it, and the intestinal fortitude and the guts that he is showing is admirable. Will it? Should it cost him his speakership? We will get to that and to some of the latest on the eve of the weekend before the Iowa caucuses. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
Out of your mind! Are you insane?
Every day on the Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, people who subscribe to our Substack newsletter are going to be in for a surprise, because one of the pieces up there asks a trivia question, which is not at all trivial. It's a very important question. Where in the country is there the biggest concentration of homeless people? Now, I know a lot of people would think California, L.A. and San Francisco, or maybe Seattle. Lots and lots of homeless encampments everywhere, lots and lots of homeless people, but you'd be wrong.
They have just done, the Housing and Urban Development Department has done a big national survey where it turns out that the number one capital of homelessness is, well, you have to go to Substack and check it out. And it actually creates an opportunity for people who are running for president to do something about it in this one particular place. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today for my uncensored take on current controversies. Also, our Substack members will be able to hear our upcoming big two-part interview with Arthur Brooks about happiness, optimism, and political success in the United States, and hear from the former ambassador from Israel to the United States, Michael Oren, who is included up there. And I have a brand new piece that's coming up over the weekend about Chris Christie and Macbeth. Now you may think, what is the association? Well, that's all there on our Substack. Sign up for a Substack at michaelmedved.substack.com and don't miss any of it at a crucial time of decision for the country. And when it comes to decision for the country, it's the idea that we are preoccupied with, I don't know, the latest guilty or not guilty plea by Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is not a possibility for high office. Is he a possibility for for imprisonment? Absolutely. But there are important issues like keeping the government open, because people are going to be mightily ticked off if, in the middle of a very cold winter, as it's turning out to be, that basically what you're fooling around with is, well, the three impeachments that the Republicans are talking about right now. They're talking about impeaching President Biden, impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and impeaching the Secretary of Defense. Yeah, because he wanted not to make any kind of public announcements about his prostate cancer. That's why you're going to get rid of General Austin? Okay. A number of Republicans spoke to Manu Raju of CNN in the halls of Congress about the current collapse of the House of Representatives. This is Representative Warren Davidson of Ohio, Andy Ogles of Tennessee, and Byron Donalds of Florida, all good conservatives. Here's what they had to say.
By the time we could even get back into D.C., he had negotiated the terms of our surrender.
I want the Speaker to start fighting for us and fighting for the American people, which means we have to close the border.
You think the Speaker's job is at risk?
The way this place operates, I think everybody's job is at risk. This place is a joke.
This place is a joke and everybody's job is at risk. This is Tim Burchett, who's also a member of the House Freedom Caucus, on some House Republicans seriously considering ousting Speaker Johnson because he reached a spending agreement with Democrats. Listen, clip 14.
It's a reality, and we have to look at it. If Speaker Johnson doesn't deliver on the conservative credentials that he promised us, then I suspect we will be looking for a new speaker. That's always an option, but that was a rule that was put in place many years ago. It's been voted on, and it's been approved by this Congress. So, yeah, that is an option. If we don't like our boss, or we don't like the person that's in charge, we have the ability to remove them.
If that moves forward, if there's a potential shutdown, don't you think that'll hurt Republicans going into an election year?
I think we better stop worrying about political expediency, and we better start worrying about our country. You know, it's these folks that are more worried about their portfolios than they are the people of this great country that have gotten us into this mess.
Okay, this is ridiculous, because to not worry about the political ramifications, the economic ramifications, the portfolios, if you want, that people maintain, if you're not concerned about success and the well-being of the country, it's like President Trump saying that he's hoping for some kind of economic collapse that occurs before Biden leaves office so that Trump doesn't get blamed for it, because he's assuming he's going to win. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene says she is considering a motion. She could be the next Matt Gaetz, I guess, for Speaker Mike Johnson. And she is considering a motion to vacate. Clip 15.
In my meeting with him yesterday and many other members of Congress, I let Speaker Johnson know that in no way, shape, and form will I support any type of CR. We aren't continuing Nancy Pelosi's budget, and that if he moves forward with a separate deal trading our border security, weakening HR 2 in exchange for $60 billion to Ukraine, I told him yesterday in his office that I would vacate the chair, that is absolutely unacceptable. And we actually have the power of the purse. We're the ones that are in control, and we need to control the negotiations. I reiterated those same points this morning, so the ball is in his court.
Okay, what is wrong about all of this is these people are talking as if they represent the Republican majority, that they are the controlling body within that Republican caucus, and they are not. There are fewer people who want to basically blow up the deal that he reached with Chuck Schumer. There are fewer people who want to blow it up, and there are people who want to go forward, have a continuing resolution if necessary, and avoid a government shutdown right smack in the middle of a campaign. This has never worked. It won't work now. We will get to more on that, and my kudos to Speaker Johnson, who at the moment has held his ground and returned a little bit of common sense. Speaking of common sense, former Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of the Army, speaking about a perspective on what's going on in Yemen, in Israel, and in Ukraine. Dr. Mark Esper, coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Pentagon's Inspector General being tasked now to look back over how the Defense Department handled Secretary Lloyd Austin's recent hospitalization. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says
whether the DOD's policies and procedures are sufficient to ensure timely and appropriate notifications and the effective transition of authorities as may be warranted.
President Biden and other top officials did not learn of Austin's hospitalization for prostate cancer until days after the fact. In Congress, many House conservatives are saying saying not so fast to an earlier announced spending deal. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says there is still much work to do to avert at least a partial government shutdown.
I am taking the first procedural step for the Senate to pass a temporary extension of government funding so the government does not shut down.
Schumer and new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson had announced last Sunday that they had arrived at an agreement on spending. This is your...
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
National security has never been a more pertinent issue than it is right now. Debates in Congress about necessary spending to fund and support our national security, to support our allies in Israel and Ukraine. And meanwhile, the world exploding, it would seem, and confusion in Washington, D.C. So where do you turn? Somebody who has served our country in the military as our Secretary of the Army, the 27th Secretary of Defense of the United States, Dr. Mark Esper. He's been a guest on the show before. He is the author of the best-selling and very important book, A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. Let me ask you, Secretary Esper, if I can, at the very beginning. I just found out that apparently the Republicans are talking not only about impeaching President Biden and impeaching the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. There are Republicans out there who want to also impeach Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense. Do you think that would be a constructive move right now?
Well, first of all, Michael, it's great to be back with you and to speak with you and your audience, so thank you for inviting me. Look, it's a political year, right? We're, 10 months away from the 2024 presidential election, and so this is what is typically called the silly season. Republicans are obviously have been after Secretary Mayorkas for some time because of the crisis on the border, and there is indeed a crisis on the border. But I think now as things pop up, you'll see people reach for other things. Now, look, clearly what's happened and transpired with Secretary of Defense Austin over the past four plus weeks is troubling. I wish my best to him for a full and speedy recovery, but there are a lot of issues there with regard to lapses in our the control of the Pentagon, national security matters that need to be explored and found out. And so there's an issue there, but that some are going to take advantage of and immediately call for his resignation. Look, I think he's taken responsibility for it, but there will be an inquiry, and Congress will take it from there. But I don't see that likely. I don't, frankly, at this point in time, don't see it as productive either.
Okay. In terms of productive or not, we hit apparently 73 targets last night of the Houthis in Yemen. Is President Biden maybe belatedly, but handling this appropriately, do you think?
Yeah, look, it is belated. These attacks have been going on for nearly 2 months from the Houthis against commercial shipping, against U.S. Navy ships. You know, it's a Red Sea is a waterway that carries 12% of international commerce. So it's very important, not just for security reasons, but for economic as well. And they've launched over 100 drones and ballistic missiles and cruise missile attacks. And it's taken the administration several weeks to respond, but I'm glad they did. I thought last night was a forceful response, a bold response, knocking out several targets. I've been calling to hit the launch pads and the storage facilities. They did that. They've also knocked out the radar site. So the Pentagon said its aim was to disrupt and degrade, and I think they've probably achieved that. Now, it'll take time to see what the Houthis' reaction is and how else it may ripple across the region, but I think it was a good move.
And one of the things that they're talking about in Congress right now with a looming government shutdown scheduled for a week from today, is funding of our allies in Israel and Ukraine, who are both engaged in major wars right now. Where does former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper come down on this issue?
Yeah, look, I think you're talking about the $110 billion or so supplemental spending bill that was introduced before Christmas by the Biden administration. It includes funding for Ukraine at around $61 billion, I think. And then also Israel, Taiwan, and the southwest border. President Biden put that into the package. And it's been held up specifically over policy changes for the border. Look, first and foremost, I think the money for Ukraine and Israel are both very important, particularly for Ukraine because they need that ammunition now. They need those weapons now since U.S. funding ran out at the end of the year. But President Biden put border security on the table, and I think there is a crisis on the border. We've seen the number of people crossing over the past 3 years is the highest it's ever been in our history. You're talking, I think, well over 6 million. And so I think there's a moment in time here to make some important policy changes that will help blunt illegal immigration. Not legal, but illegal immigration. I think many Democrats are on board with that. And we hopefully will see something in the coming days here that will wrap this up before too much time goes on. So I think they should pass the package overall to include policy changes with regard to the southwest border.
Okay, and you recently made a controversial statement. You were quoted in The Hill saying that Trump was a threat to democracy. You said that on the anniversary of January 6th. Are you specifically concerned about his talk of using the military for domestic purposes, or how would you explain that warning about the former president?
Well, you know, it's not the first time I said that. You know, I've said on a few occasions I think he's unfit for the office because I think, first and foremost, what I look for in a president and what I hope my fellow Republicans and fellow Americans do as well is somebody that puts the nation first and not themselves.
Amen.
And I think President Trump puts himself first. Secondly, I think you need a person of character who will lead with integrity. And President Trump falls short on that mark as well. Thirdly, you need somebody to pull the Republican Party together because it's important if you want to win elections. And he has divided the party more than pulled it together. And then last, you do need to be able to win an election. And I just haven't seen it. I'm not confident that he can win in November 24, but I am with regard to either Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis. So those are the reasons why I think he's unfit. I think he's a threat to the democracy in the sense of how he's eroded the norms and behaviors, has talked about using the departments and agencies and the government against enemies, if you will. He's talked about DOJ. And, look, he's chipped away at the professional ethos of DOD, you know, the politicization of the military. So I'm very concerned about him returning to office. And I think, though, we need a new generation of leaders from both parties. And I'd love to see that happen. But right now that doesn't seem to be the case.
Would you be available to give advice to either Governor Haley or Governor DeSantis or both?
Sure, absolutely. Look, I'm a Reagan Republican. I like both are different, but both share similar views on a number of issues. And so I'd be more than willing to support both of them, vote for either of them. Again, I don't want Trump in being the nominee. I want one of those two, and I think either one of those two could beat President Biden in the fall.
I appreciate it, and I think there are millions of Americans who agree with you. Mark Esper, who was the Secretary of the Army, he was the 27th Secretary of Defense of the United States. His new book, which has done very well, received very respectful response, and it is a valuable account of life within the Pentagon and relating particularly to the White House. It is called A Sacred Oath, Memoirs of a Secretary of Defense During Extraordinary Times. And we live in extraordinary times with some political revelations from two new Gallup polls. Revelations that leaders of both parties will find, I think, alarming because of the level of disillusionment it shows on the part of the American public. We will get to that and to more. And how do you win in November if you're a Republican? That coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends, Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medved show. there's an amazing couple of Gallup polls that have just been released that really tell you something about how the American people feel about this unfolding election. There's disappointment everywhere you look. And it is shocking how negative people are on both political parties and on all of the available candidates, including some of the new faces that you'd expect would get a little bit more favorable treatment. Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show joked about Chris Christie's departure from the presidential race. I mentioned I have a new column coming up on Substack about Chris Christie and Macbeth, and there really is an association there that is worth drawing. In any event, here's Jimmy Fallon speaking about the Christie departure, clip 10.
This morning, my Uber driver was like, "Oh, I love Matthew McConaughey." And I was like, "That's nice, Governor Christie. I'll pass that along." That's right. Last night, Chris Christie officially dropped out of the 2024 presidential race. Christie's just like us. He made a goal for 2024 and then quit 10 days into January. It happens. It happens to everybody. And now Christie says he's focused on ensuring Trump doesn't make it back to the Oval Office. Christie said if he has to, he can always shut down the roads leading to the White House. He'll do whatever. He can always do that.
All right. Some pretty good lines. The new Gallup polls I mentioned, the first one says political independence continue to constitute the largest political bloc in the U.S., with an average of 43% of U.S. adults identifying as independents, tying the record high from 2014. Independent identification has been 40% or higher each year since 2011, except for the 2016 and 2020 presidential election years. And there it was 39%. So it's been, for all of this time, above 39% or above, identify as independents. Independents first outnumbered supporters of both major political parties back in 1991, and that was right before that amazing Ross Perot independent candidacy for president, where he got almost 19%. And they have continued to do so since then. Independent identification was up 2 percentage points in 2023 compared with 2022. What is astonishing about this, and very encouraging for Republicans, is that the people, for people who identify as independents, when you ask them about their ideology, they are very likely to be conservatives. In addition to measuring their affiliation with either of the major political parties, Gallup asked Americans to each survey to describe their political views on a liberal to conservative spectrum. In 2023, 36% of U.S. adults described their political views as conservative, 36% as moderate, and 25% as liberal. And Gallup has previously documented the increase in liberal identification reflects big shifts in how Democrats describe their political views. Last year, 53% of Democrats identified as liberal, 35% as moderate. But those 35% of Democrats who describe themselves as moderate is compensated for by most independents saying that if they had a second choice, more independents would lean Republican. So what all of this means is an electorate up for grabs, where you have a big advantage, a big margin that identifies as independent as opposed to either Republican or Democrat. And that may be part of why Robert F. Kennedy Jr., despite all of his weaknesses and idiosyncrasies as a candidate, continues to score 20% in some polls and upwards, and continues to be a factor in this election. One of the things that people are talking about is Joe Lieberman, who is the spokesperson and one of the leaders of the No Labels movement, trying to get an independent candidate for president to run as a No Labels standard bearer. And that would be having, if you nominate a former Republican for No Labels, then you would nominate a former Democrat to be the vice presidential running mate. That's part of the gimmick they've set up. And now there's talk of using Chris Christie, if he wanted to, as the standard bearer for No Labels. He hasn't commented on it. I don't think he would take it. It doesn't sound like he wants to do it. I think he may be done with running for president, at least for a while. There's also this, it's shocking, Biden and Trump evenly matched in U.S. favorable ratings. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are tied in favorability with the American people, but each is viewed less well than when the two faced off in 2020. Biden is viewed favorably by 41% of U.S. adults, 8 percentage points below his 49% favorable rating during the election of 2020. Mirroring the trend in his job approval ratings, his favorability is down by more than 15 points. And Trump is also below where he was in 2020. Now, if Trump lost in 2020 and he's below that by 5 points now, that should be a worrying concern for the Trump team. The latest results are from a Gallup poll conducted December 1st through 20th. of 1,013 U.S. adults. And then on other candidates for president, in terms of favorability rating, who has a much more favorable rating than either Trump or Biden? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He easily tops the list with a 52% favorable rating, while Haley and DeSantis are each viewed favorably by about a third. Now, here is the point. It's very misleading. It's not that people dislike Haley and DeSantis. Well, they dislike DeSantis more. Haley is disliked, has unfavorable by 34%, DeSantis by 52%. But the fact is there are a lot of people who don't know enough to give a rating to Nikki Haley or to Ron DeSantis. And they probably don't know that much about Robert F. Kennedy either, but they know the name. And is that name worth something? The conclusion of this particular poll is fascinating and important. In the bottom line, they say, while Kennedy has a long way to go to demonstrate his candidacy is viable, he has yet to undergo the scrutiny that comes with that position. And since the 2020 election, Biden's favorability has evolved, initially improving during his first year in office, as usually happens for winning candidates, but then plummeting by 2022. Trump is not the direct beneficiary of all of Biden's image woes, as his own favorable rating is slightly worse than at the time of the last election. But he has gained enough with people of color to nearly offset his 9-point decline in favorability among white adults, which used to be the core of Donald Trump's support. What does it show in balance? It shows a populace that is confused, a populace that is disillusioned, and a populace that still, it sounds, might be open for some other kind of independent campaign. Will we get that? Or should Republicans go for a safe landslide candidate? Who would that candidate be? There's an opinion on that by Mark Thiessen, former staffer for George W. Bush. And no, it's no member of the Bush family. We'll tell you about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.